Welcome to Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greaterheights, and if you're just joining, this is Talk Tech, where we focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Now, I've been able to give you some of the updates coming from COVID-19, and the next is the updates, the tech updates for week 3, April 2020. Now, starting with the first I have in front of me, and last week and the week before, that was week 1 and week 2, I've been bringing to you guys some of the vulnerabilities and the complaints as regards Zoom. Zoom is the video conferencing applications that workers are using remotely to communicate with themselves or employees and employers or friends and families. And we've seen Tesla taking out Zoom from the operations. We've seen Google doing the same thing. And the Ministry of Home Affairs, that's MHA, in India has issued an advisory saying that video conferencing application Zoom is not a secured platform for private individuals and has advised government officials or officers not to use the app for any purpose. Now, that is me stating what India said. I've said this before. If you are the type of person that you are so picky with privacy, then you should consider the angles where everybody is complaining about. Now, Zoom. Where was Zoom in December 2019? Zoom was at 10 million users at December 2019. Then at the beginning of this month, that's April, just the first week of April, Zoom grew to 200 million users. And as I'm talking to you, Zoom just clocked 300. That's a space of 50% increase in the space of 2 weeks. So Zoom has increased its membership from, the membership increased from 200 million to 300 million as at some hours ago. So if everybody is still complaining about Zoom having issues with our privacy, I think some people are not looking at that angle, because this is what this app is doing for them and they love the application. So I won't be surprised, because that is what people want and you can't stop people from wanting what they want. So that is for that. Now, just like Google, I see Facebook taking the path of Google or even Microsoft. Now, what am I talking about? Facebook has been putting its hands in so many stuff. Just the way Google does. Google starts up something this year. They look at how the thing goes. Then they take it out next year. They come up with something else. Like, too many experimental projects from Google. And sometimes we have 2 years, 3 years, and Google takes it out. We are discontinuing this service. Now, Facebook is looking like that direction, because they just launched, although it has been announced for some couple of months back, but Facebook just did the latest update to its Facebook gaming app. Now, we have other apps that where you can play games online. And before now, if you notice Facebook 2 years ago, they have this section of Facebook where you can play games online on the Facebook app, on the Facebook software, as the case may be. But because of this whole crisis of the amount of data Facebook was giving out to third-party apps, Facebook had to cut down on so many things. And they had to detach some service so that they can be standalone, like the dating feature. Still on Facebook, we have the dating app for couples, or I call it couples app. I think I talked about that. That is tuned. It's for couples. Now, Facebook on Monday launched their own standalone free gaming app for Android devices globally to compete with names like the Amazon, Twitch, Google's YouTube, and Microsoft Mixer. So I don't know how Facebook can compete with probably Twitch and probably Google's YouTube. You know, you can also stream games on YouTube. If you don't know that, you know that now. You can stream games on YouTube. You can play games on YouTube as well. Now, I wish them all the best, because everyone is looking for how to come up with a business that fits into the corona season or the corona crisis or the corona outbreak or the corona pandemic. Now, why am I saying this? When people are at home, they want to see movies. That's why you see services like Netflix, Disney Plus, HBO, they are all increasing in membership and subscription. Then we have services like delivery, online store. Amazon is still topping that as well. And we also have services like games. People are seeing how they can start playing games. So if you're not doing movies, you are not doing shopping, you can be playing games. So every company wants to see how they can fit their vision into times like this and make money off it. So I'm not surprised that a lot of people are at home and Facebook is looking for a way to see how they can not just occupy the minds of people but make money while feeding your mind. Now, last year I told you guys about deepfakes. Deepfakes are artificial intelligence kind of scripts that run in such a way that it depends on the type of deepfakes. There are some that convert your pictures, and if you're a celebrity, they use your picture for specific events. They can put you in a live video and you think you're the one that attended that video. Now, deepfakes have come in different form, but there is one now that is developed by some guys at Moscow. He's a Moscow-based engineer and programmer. That's Ali Aliyev. Now, he has come up with a new deepfake. This time around, it can take the face of any celebrity on the planet. So if you are using Zoom, for example, and you want to tell people that the person that is chatting with them is Pete Edochi or probably Ramsey Noah, you can use that deepfake such that when you're doing video conferencing with people, they think it is the celebrity that is doing a video conferencing with them. Now, this is a researcher telling us that this is what his deepfake is capable of doing. But I do not pray that this deepfake is released online or it finds its way to the dark web and people start using it to manipulate people or extort people. So for you guys that are sitting at home, I talked about on Facebook about phishing. A lot of people want to defraud you this period. They send customized banking, SMSs, emails, and all of that. You have to be careful. The small money you have, do not lose it to fraudsters. So this as well, this deepfakes is also something you should be wary about. It's not everybody that is just translating a video to you that is actually the person. With artificial intelligence, we can mimic anybody in a scene. So you can bring a person, take the person's face, mimics that person's face into a video. So you think the person is talking, the same voice augmentation and everything. I've seen this feature in DaRS Studio. For those of you that are doing animation using DaRS Studio, there is a similar feature there where you can take your picture and model it into DaRS Studio to make animations. So now we have seen this in real life videos. The world is advancing. Now, the name of this deepfake, he termed it as Avatarify. So, Avatar, IFY. So, Avatarify. So, Avatar, AvatarILY. So, he's just telling the people the possibility of this app, and he's not putting it out for people to manipulate it or to use it for their intended purpose. Now, when you release a technology, there is what the technology is supposed to do, what the technology is doing, and the what the technology hopes to do. Now, you can control some of the method, as the production, but the delivery and to the supply chain, there could be a problem along the line. So you can make an app that is to solve mankind's problem, and along the line, the supply chain, somebody takes your apps, manipulates it, and use it for another purpose. So that is another topic entirely. Now, the good news is that I am one of the biggest fans when it comes to Elon Musk. And just yesterday afternoon, that's Wednesday, April 22nd, the seventh batch of Starlink satellites has been launched to the Earth's orbit. Now, that is 60 in seven places. That is 420 Starlink satellites has been launched altogether, operational. According to Elon Musk's tweets, he says 420 operational Starlink satellites now up and running in the Earth's orbit. So he still needs a couple more of satellites to be launched before the internet service kicks off. So let's hope this works out and we get another opportunity, not a 5G now, because there will be another option. Instead of going for 5G, we can now settle for something else. So Elon Musk is one man that I believe that when he says it, there is no how. If you check the track record of Elon Musk, when he says something, he gives a deadline and he brings it to pass. I know he's not God, but he brings it to pass one way or the other. So that is Elon Musk. Now, still in the fight to come up with how to make life better for those going through the deadly shackles of the COVID-19, the US branch of Samsung donated $1 million. Now, aside that, they are offering free repairs of any Samsung phones to health workers. Not just health workers, those that are eligible include doctors, nurses, hospital workers, then emergency medical technicians, as EMTs, police officers, and firefighters. They are repairing their phone. If you have a cracked screen, you want to repair, you want to change your battery. For this set of people that are saving lives, it is free of charge, courtesy Samsung. And they went into partnership with, that's Ubrick iFix. So Samsung partnered with them to get Samsung phones for health workers and those that fall within that categories that I've mentioned to fix their phone for free. This is really good. This is really good. And thumbs up to some guys in our career giving free face masks, doing free foods and all of that. We are doing what the government is not doing for us in the large, if we look at it from this term. I said something, we are our own government. You get, government cannot really do everything. But the little that we even expect government to do sometimes, they are not even doing it. So some people are in Akure here trying to give out free masks, different types, and some people are giving out free food. So thumbs up to you guys, and you are our real heroes. Now, the heroes are not just medical workers, they are those that make life good. Makes life good. Now, like I said, every company is looking for a way to come up with a solution that fits into the COVID-19. Now, I had a conversation with someone and I said, if your business model is not suited for a pandemic, this is the time to even start a business. Contrary to people's opinion about starting a business this period, I'm not saying starting a full-fledged business, but this is the time to sit down and know how your business can stand the test of time if this kind of thing happens. I'm not saying it's going to happen again. If this kind of thing happens where people cannot come out, people cannot readily access your products, either your digital products or your physical products, or your digital service or your physical service, you should sit down and say, what is the worst case scenario of my business this period? And how does it fit into a scenario like this? If this happens, I am selling food. Mama put, you're selling food. How do you deliver this food to people's houses? Because people still like some of their mama put, even while they're at home. Their wives don't have problem with that. Their husbands don't have problem with that. So they can tell you, okay, I like Mama Chukwudi's food. Mama Chukwudi, how do you get it to us? Mama Chukwudi should start thinking how to deliver food, not just in one place, but how to get food to people wherever they are. This is one case scenario. I've talked about Facebook trying to come up with a way, and they've launched their own Facebook gaming app. You can go on the Play Store or on the App Store and search for the Facebook gaming app. The Facebook gaming app, just search, you're going to see it there. Now, WhatsApp is taking another direction. Now, WhatsApp is trying to, should I say they are trying to compete with Zoom, but it's not possible. Although they have a larger subscriber base in billions, but they cannot compete in this thing I'm about to talk about, and that is the video call. WhatsApp has officially increased, but it's not yet available for everyone. You can now do more than 4 video conferencing on WhatsApp. Before, it's 4. You can do video call and on a group and add 3 other persons, making 4 altogether. That's 3 plus you, that's 4. But WhatsApp wants to increase it to 8. We know Zoom has a large capacity of people that can join in. Yeah, Zoom has that capacity. But what if WhatsApp decides to do 8, and a business size, maybe a small scale business that is already used to WhatsApp? People, by default, for every 10 person that you see, virtually 9 or even the whole 10 have WhatsApp on their phones. Maybe 3 out of 10 would have Zoom. So I think WhatsApp is trying to look at it from that angle. Why don't we exploit our popularity into making and improving the video functionality? So we also have other people offering video services like the Google Hangout. We have the Google Duo as well. And Zoom is still part of their Skype. This period, everybody just stopped talking about Skype. Kilode, what happened? What did Skype do to you guys? And from nowhere, Zoom just came boom, bam, 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 bam. And there are now 300 million people using Zoom. What happened to Skype? You guys are traitors. Okay. What happened to Skype? Why are you guys ditching Skype and going for Zoom? Even with all the vulnerabilities that we're talking about. Now, I'm not against that. So let us wait till this feature rolls out to everyone on WhatsApp. There's a website that offers transcription of your Zoom calls. Now, I'm going to give you an example. You know, when you are on a Zoom call, there are some times you cannot hear what the next person is saying in the video. Now, what otter.ai, that's otter.ai, you can visit the website otter.ai, that's www.otter.ai. Now, what it does is that it syncs your Otter account to your Zoom account, such that your video conference or the video from your meetings are now transcribed to text that you can read. So if you were with a manager or with your boss and is passing information through the Zoom video conferencing and you could not pick all of that, sometimes you get into trouble. So what this thing does is helps you transcribe the videos into text that you can now read to understand what the video is talking about. Now, I have a problem with this. I don't like third-party apps syncing with my main apps. I have a bad feeling about it. It's a good innovation, but personally, I have a bad feeling about syncing videos from the Otter account to the sync to the Zoom, to your Zoom profile. I don't know, maybe you guys can try it and tell me how it works out for you. So let me get your feedback. Then finally, for week three, what I have for you guys today, although there are other updates that I've put on the Facebook group, if you're not on the Facebook group, you can log on to Facebook and search for Talk Tech Nigeria. Talk Tech Nigeria, we're over 11,600 on that group. You can search for that group and join the group. I have some tech updates there as well. Now, over some time, Apple has been having some controversy as to using Intel processors. Now, this came last year, and the hands of Apple was tied because there is no way they could function without Intel processor. But guess what? Come next year, Apple will be releasing their own in-house built ARM processors. Nice. So, the first Mac powered by an ARM processor will be coming next year, and it's going to be based on the 12-core CPU, 8 of Firestorm cores, then 4 of the iStorm cores. Now, the processor will be based on the 5-nanometer ARM processor and is to feature in the 2021 Mac. That is the tech updates for week 3, April 2020. This is Still Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater Heights.